I'm a fool, but I'll love you, dear, until the day I die. Now and then, there's a fool such as I.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to Hate House, episode 51. I am your host, Larry Ridgway, and joining me is Asmodor. How are you doing?
I'm just sipping on that scissor.
Yeah, dude. A hot look into our show prep for this evening.
Yeah, man.
I'm out here selling weed and doing bad shit, nigga. What up, motherfucker?
What up, motherfucker?
Nothing, smoking weed every day. And not having a job?
That's us. Yeah, nigga.
Smoking, no job.
Oh, my God.
I ain't got no motherfucking job.
Yeah, nigga, I don't need no job. The government gonna pay for my ass, you know what I'm saying? I'd be out there asking the important questions like, what if the motherfucking xenomorphs were real, my nigga? We'd all be eating alive, them alien ass motherfuckers. But we got tons of shit today to talk about. Boatloads of nigger shit. Faggot niggers eating nigger cocks and watching their babies rape their mothers.
Rape your mammy.
I'll stop now. That's my little toy. I've got a little toy megaphone that does that shit.
It's like a voice it's a voice modulator. It doesn't really make you sound that much different than you do.
Right.
but yeah, we got a bunch of stuff, dude. Faggot niggers doing weird nigger shit. Zulu witch doctors.
Oh, yeah.
Epic troll. Lol. We have... want to talk a little bit about that retard. Spencer, lawmaker in Georgia, that Sasha Baron, you know, kike tricked into yelling, nigger, talk about zombies, niggers, cock crazed Swedish tourists, just a boatloads of stuff, all that and more today. But I don't remember. What are we going to talk about first? We talked about the Zulu trolling, right?
Yeah, Zulu witch doctor niggers, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, but you posted this. I read it. I was fucking howling in my kitchen. I sounded like an absolute fool to the other people that were in the house. They were like, what the hell are you downstairs laughing at when I went upstairs? And I'm like, oh, just how silly these blacks can be, right?
Yeah, they're more fun than a barrel of monkeys, literally. But, yeah, it's a story from RT, and they did about a 45-minute documentary on it that they should have titled The Nature of the Nigger, but it's titled My Neighbor the Rapist. And I guess erectus. If you're in Africa, that means all your neighbors.
Erectus among us.
Erectus among us, yes. Erectus does live amongst us. But the actual taxonomical terminology is nigger erectus.
Yes,
but
scientific.
The story from RT starts off just a little bit of background here. It says David, an inhabitant of a suburb north of Johannesburg. So this is a South African nigger, and they're like the worst kind of nigger, right?
Yeah,
and
among the worst kind. They're down there fucking killing the farmers, raping the women, doing all that bad shit, nigga.
Right. Yeah, filleting the children and so forth. But
savages.
David, an inhabitant of a suburb north of Johannesburg, known as Deep Sloot, admits having transmitted HIV deliberately because he does not want to die alone.
Dude, to 21. All right. Now, I thought this was funny to interrupt for just a second. The number of victims fluctuates, right? It changes. It could be anywhere. It's between 21 and 24, but the number fluctuates. I don't know. But he says that I didn't want to use any protection. He feels good, though, because like you said, he's not going to go down by himself.
Right. I know I'm HIV positive, so I want to spread that HIV. I feel good because I can't die alone.
Spread the wealth. Spread the wealth, buddy.
Yeah, and they do an interview with them, and Larry and I are going to reenact the interview. If you want to go ahead, Larry.
Yeah. So are you saying that you raped a girl?
It was a family member of mine.
How old was this child when this happened?
5 years.
She was 5 years.
The child had been left under my care in the house. When they left us both alone, I decided to rape her. Then the neighbors heard us. Then the neighbors came into the house. They were angry and wanted to beat me. My auntie came and asked them not to beat me.
Hmm. Why exactly did you do that?
A sangoma told me, when I do it, I will be better.
He told you that when you do it, that you'll be better?
Yeah.
Well, what problem do you have?
HIV.
Oh, you are HIV positive.
Yeah.
So the sangoma told you that if you rape a small child, you will be healed.
Yeah.
From HIV.
Yeah.
Since you're HIV positive, what do you think about the child that you have raped?
Oh, I don't know if she's okay or if she has HIV.
Well, if you had a young child, a girl, a daughter of your own, would you have raped her or no?
I would have raped my own child.
They will literally eat their own niggers, too. But we're going to tell you about that here in just a second. But that is absolutely fucking stunning. And I watched a little bit of the video. I couldn't really tell what he was saying. I fast-forwarded through it. And these guys being among the worst niggers on the planet, you know, he has that shitty accent. And he's like, I'm just like, good Lord. But you can tell by just looking at those black, soulless, you know, moon cricket eyes. Just, he doesn't give a fuck. This is great, dude. Like, I'm not going to die alone. It's like, do you think that when you die that all of these people are going to die at the exact same time as you? And are they going to be with you? Side by side, holding hands in a circle, dude. Candles ablaze.
They will be in heaven with me where I can rape them.
Yes. The 70, 72 ver... Oh, wait a minute.
21 to 24.
Well, I guess the 72 virgins thing. I don't know if this guy is Muslim.
That's
or not.
A Muslim thing. I doubt he's Muslim. He's not Muslim or he wouldn't have gone to a witch doctor.
He's a godless fuck heathen is what he is, dude.
No, he's whatever African bullshit became voodoo when they mixed it with Catholicism in Haiti.
All right. Well, we were talking about sidebar conversations, but you mentioned voodoo. So I watched Predator 2 last night.
Yeah.
The voodoo shit.
I've never seen that one. It made me mad that they got a nigger instead of Arnold.
Yeah, that fucking sucked. You got Danny Glover, and it's hilarious because
Danny Glover ain't finna whoop no fucking predator. A nigger is going to run from predator.
Oh yeah, but it's fucking hilarious how they frame Danny Glover in the video, in the movie, rather. They have this nigger, and at one point in time, they have a computer on, and they're running through his background and all this other shit, and they're like, this nigger has destroyed 11 patrol cars. Like ruined all of this shit. Property damage estimate. They're like, he's fucking known for his erratic behavior. Just like basically giving you the rundown of like what white nationalists say niggers are. We're like, oh, they're high testosterone, you know, animals and shit.
Yeah.
And then this fucking white guy's like, yeah, well, what about all the what about all the 10 awards for valor that he's gotten and stuff. But it's great because Gary Busey in the movie is like fucking, but at the end he like saves his ass. He looks like fucking Two-Face when the Predator like shoots these fucking rockets out and blows up and shit. But in the video, there's the voodoo niggers are fighting the Colombian drug lords. They're all selling drugs and shit.
Yeah.
And at one point in the movie, the Danny Glover meets up with these voodoo niggers who pull up in a fucking old like 1970s boat car, and the top outside of the car is zebra stripe on like a fucking green car. He gets in the vehicle with these this pack of niggers, and they're like, "You want some ganja, man? And then they take him to this like shitty dark alley with just trash all over the place. Dude, it looks like a fucking third world country. And out walks
the, and they rape him.
Well, no, out walks the head voodoo nigger, who his name is like King Willie. And he's wearing like just fucking just shit. I don't even know what he's wearing, like old leather shit. And he has like bones in his pocket that he's throwing in this trash can like dice. And he's like, "Spirits, man. Oh, shit. Spirits, man. Oh, it's the spirits. They kill everybody." But really, it's Predator. It's this fucking, you know, Waka Flocka flame ass nigga. You know, got the face shield shit on. Well, right. He comes down and cuts this nigger's head off and shit. But you got to watch it, man. If anything else,
if you don't want to be killed by the Predator, you must rape your children.
if you don't want Predator to kill you, you have to fuck your children. This is what the Zulu witch doctors would have you believe, or what would the Sangomas.
You know what just occurred to me. You know who Danny Glover looks almost exactly like? Do you remember that show Intervention?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the most famous thing on Intervention, and it's really like a meme. There's a really popular animated GIF of it where they had this nigger on there who hadn't seen his son. You know, they're intervening on this nigger, and he hasn't seen his son since like. The son was 4 years old or whatever, and when the son's like, "I wonder why weren't you there?" And the nigger all of a sudden, he just breaks out and starts going, starts crying. You remember what I'm talking about, don't you?
No, dude, that's great though. I can see you on the Skypes in your face, and you said you're like.
Well, that's what it's that like nigger the, looks just like Danny Glover.
It's like the you ever see Harry and the Hendersons?
I starred in it.
Oh my god, dude! There's a part in that movie where fucking the Sasquatch gets kicked in the nuts, and he's like got this dude by the throat. Well, he kicks him in the nuts, and Harry looks at him for like fucking 3 seconds, and then he's like. It's that fucking same thing, dude. Oh my god, but oh my, we went off on this tangent about Predator. Yeah, but definitely check Predator out. If for nothing else, like, yeah, I know there's a nigger. That's not it though. They got a nigger who's partnered up with a spick. Like his name's like Danny Martinez. And then this like woman whose like real name was something like Conchita Abuela. Oh.
Maria Conchita Alonso is who that is.
That bitch. Well, she's portrayed as this tough as nails. Bill Paxton is the white cop in the group, and he's portrayed as this fucking retard who actually dies saving Maria Conchita Abuela Gonzalez Martinez Alonso, whatever the fuck. And, But yeah, the white guy in the movie is portrayed as a big dumb moron. And the nigger's the one that saves his day. Bill Paxton dies, and then Gary Busey, who thinks he's gonna fucking freeze a predator with like this it's like a flamethrower, but with frozen shit.
Yeah, it Skeets Freon.
Yeah, Skeet Sub Zero, my nigga. I was gonna say like get over here, but that was Scorpion. And
Sub Zero says, "Everybody chill."
Yeah, but then everybody chill. Shit, nigga, chill. And then
oh no, that's Dr. Freeze. I'm sorry. That's Arnold.
Yeah. But
everybody chill.
But now yeah, they definitely started shitting on white people in that movie, because you go from Arnold being the big fucking big badass dude in the first one, and then you got Danny Glover saving the day in the second one, and the white guy in the group of four main character cops is Bill Paxton, who is badass in other movies, but not so much in this one. And the girl like grabs him by the dick and she's like, "Don't fuck with me." And he's like, okay.
Well, you know, Maria Conchita Alonso was Arnold's love interest in not one, but two movies from that era.
Really?
Yeah, in The Running Man, and what's the one where he goes to Mars?
Fuck, man!
Total Recall.
I haven't seen that. I really want to, though.
Oh, that it's really good. And if you have watched the remake of it, you've totally wasted your time. You got to watch the one with Arnold. It's a really good movie.
Fucking Colin Farrell was the guy in Total Recall, the new one, right?
Yeah, I'm not even going to watch that. Yeah.
Yeah, but we got to get back to this.
He needs to go back to his phone booth.
Yeah, that motherfucker, and stay there forever, or just get assassinated in it. Fuck him.
But that's another movie I didn't watch.
I didn't see it either, but I know what the premise of it is. So, yeah, we can hop back into this article, these great sidebar conversations.
Yeah, these niggers.
Yeah, these fucking, these vampiric zombie motherfuckers, dude. We're going to go into the zombie shit after this because that was great stuff.
But before we continue, I want to point out that they're exactly like us in every way, totally equal.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, they might even be better.
Yeah, I mean, they're better than us at a lot of things like sports and all. But as far as everything else goes, they're equal.
Well, sports and child care, as evidenced by this next paragraph I'm about to read you. So he grabbed the baby girl from her because he cares so deeply, jumped over a fence to save her from pit bulls, ran into the bushes, and carried out this terrible deed. Well, these people just misunderstand. He cares deeply. He held this nigger baby close to him, bit deep into its neck, ate the flesh and sucked the blood because he loved her so much. Now, in the article, it's written here that this is one of the reasons why Jews are so obsessed with embrowning the West, because controlling these mudmenoids is easy. With big enough gibbs to use as a carrot, the stick is not needed. You do not need complex social engineering strategies across centuries of gradual changes. You just need to hit that sweet G spot, my nigga, and we all know that the G stands for gibbs. Me dat shit, whitey.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and they don't, and when you say control them, the only control that they want to exercise over them is just political control. Because no matter what you do, if you gave them all $1 million a day, you wouldn't be able to bribe them into stopping chimping out. You would even slow the chimping out down.
Imagine
not
trying
a bit.
To take them off of that $1 million a day.
What they're controlling them, you know, it's exactly what Lyndon Johnson said when they enacted all this welfare shit, you know, the Great Society stuff. He said, we'll have these niggers voting Democrat for the next 100 years.
Amren. And guess what? They have. They did. And that's the thing, Asmodor. And it's great that you brought this up because I've said it on this program and I can't say it enough. That is the fucking tragedy of the 20th century. That niggers were tricked by the Democrats. Because don't forget that Lyndon Johnson was a Democrat. They've been tricked by the Democrats to enslave themselves on the plantation. So Democrats are the real racists.
Yeah, if we'd have just had good conservative leadership in the 1960s instead of Lyndon Johnson, we would have enacted, you know, a good conservative economics without all this welfare, these niggers would be like millionaires. Every one of them, they'd all be entrepreneurs. We wouldn't have any of them in jail, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, these people would be like Buzz Lightyear to our Woody. They would have
cured cancer and AIDS by now.
Yeah, we would almost look at niggers like time traveling, you know, monkeys or something like that. Like, oh, these great people of culture have come back to help us white people step out of these caves. But the thing is this too, man. If we would have just let niggers vote since the beginning, we could have crafted a society that wasn't based around, you know, foundational white supremacy.
Yeah, Jesse Lee Peterson needs to have us on his show so we can explain this for his audience.
This is just, I mean, and it's so simple, right? I mean, it's not like you have to fuck with like every single thing. There's no other way to explain this that's simple. You can't just say that niggers are fucking walking piles of human garbage that could never learn anything, no matter how much money you pump into them.
Yeah.
No, but no, because that's racist. That's racist.
Well, it's not like that they're upright gorillas except stupid and violent.
Yes. Bipedal bipedal trees. Like walking brick walls. Like you're just like, hey nigger, you can't do that, and it's like it doesn't say anything because they're fucking too stupid to talk, right? They're like, like, dude, I was watching this. So I was watching a show with my girlfriend earlier, and she had the subtitles on, and the subtitles were working for everything else, and they usually work for all music and shit too. Well, this nigger like reggae shit came on, and this guy's like, and the subtitles just didn't say anything because they weren't saying real words. I told
you. Well, what the subtitles didn't say, mup da doo did a.
No, mup da doo did a big snoop motherfucker.
Well, the thing is, you know, when they lie to you in school, because when you're taking, you know, biology or whatever science class where you're first introduced to evolution, when they're showing all the different types of hominids and things, they always refer to a missing link. Well, it's not missing. I know exactly where it is. The motherfucker lives on Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Yeah, man.
That's where the missing link is.
Someone's going to be in the comments that's going to be like, actually, evolution doesn't work like that. It's like, fuck you. Just we're gonna roll with it. The niggers are the missing link. They don't look like the creature from the fucking Black Lagoon. They're brown. They got huge nickel-sized nostrils. Nasty fucking I could eat corn cob through a picket fence teeth. And it's just, and they say shit like, mup da doo did a big snoo motherfucker.
Yeah, and they tend to use PCP and get naked.
Yeah, and eat the flesh of living human beings. And I saw.
Yeah, if there's no KFC around. Yeah.
Or they do, before I say this, they also eat dirt cookies, even though they have no nutritional value. We're actually just going to listen to that, but I saw this joke somewhere before. It was like this dude said, I don't remember who, I wish I knew who to credit them, because I thought it was pretty funny. Pictures of naked black women are called Bix nudes. Lol, ha ha ha. Yeah, but no, you guys, when you hear something really funny, Haitians starving so much that they're just like, I want to eat that dirt, nigga. Give me that dirt. So
cakes and cookies, the recipe passed down from generations here in Haiti.
The
women
recipe.
Spend entire days making them. Grandmothers, daughters, and younger girls. Infants are nursed while mothers work the mix. Kids seem to enjoy them, at least when our camera was around. But these patties, known as bonbon terres by the Haitians who eat them, are a grim reminder of just how poor this Caribbean
colonialism
nation is. They are sweet, they're hard to swallow, and add almost nothing in terms of nutrition, because the cookies are actually made of dirt.
When we haven't eaten anything, this dirt cookie fills your stomach.
Traded, sold, and even hoarded by women here in the poorest section of the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere.
Why would you hoard a motherfucking dirt cookie?
Dude, these niggas are carrying around the bags of dirt like they're bags of flour. On their shoulders, dude. These are like, it's gold. Man, I wish that.
They called it a recipe. If it's a recipe, that means there's got to be other shit they're putting in them.
No, it means that peanut butter is a recipe too, and that niggers never invented anything.
Right. Well, and they didn't even invent that recipe. We've talked about that before, but
my feeble mind.
Damn, man. I mean, we take a little bit of the dirt, and then, you know, we add a little bit of the saliva, sometimes the urine.
Yeah.
And we make cookie.
I put my blood into it because I don't want to die alone and I have HIV. Even though HIV can't live outside the body for like a long time, I know some asshole is going to be like, actually, HIV isn't That's not how it works, man.
Oh, well, we're going to have the ones, especially now that I bring it up, we're going to have the ones in the comments who claim that HIV doesn't actually exist.
I've heard this.
Yeah, it's a common thing.
Jesus
But I'm
Christ.
Here to tell you that I Well, I don't know that I actually believe it, but I like to believe what the niggers say, and that is that HIV was invented by the white man to kill off the nigger.
Well, it's not doing a good job.
No, it definitely isn't, and it stretches credulity to actually, I mean, even for a dumb ape nigger to actually think that when, you know, you've got all these niggers with HIV and, you know, not just in the West, but damn near all of them in Africa. Apparently.
Oh, I wish I fucking wish I had it queued up right now. 9 out of 10 niggers is infected with AIDS.
Yeah, but we spend, I don't know how much we've spent, billions or trillions on AIDS research, and we provide these niggers here. And not just niggers. I mean, I get it. There's queers and junkies and all kind of stuff that aren't niggers that have it too. But like in Africa, it's all niggers and nigger rape victims who have it. And we provide all these drugs to them.
Well, dude, you know, we have to save these people, because what about Freddie Mercury? Don't you like Queen?
Yeah, he was like one of the first people to ever have that shit. I'm telling
aren't
you.
Aren't you a fan of NASCAR? What about Glenn Richmond?
I don't even know who that is.
He's dead, and he had fucking AIDS, dude. And fucking,
well, that's what happens unless you're a nigger. Apparently, if you're a nigger, you live forever.
Yeah, Magic Johnson.
Yeah. He's magic, all right. That is one Magic Johnson. He's had that fucking AIDS since, what, the 80s?
Yeah, I'm an AIDS nigger, but I ain't ashamed of it, man. I came out in the 90s and talking about my AIDS and shit.
I mean, and they used him so much for propaganda because, you know, he was like, well, I'm still going to play basketball. And all these other niggas like, no, nigga, you ain't playing no basketball with me. Bleed and spit on me, motherfucker.
Get your nasty AIDS hands off me.
Yeah, and everybody's like, nope. It's his civil right. We got to educate people. You can't just catch AIDS like that.
Yeah, only bigot white supremacists think that.
Yeah. I mean, they tried to normalize the AIDS shit as quickly as they could, because, you know, when it first started happening, it first got big enough that it wasn't just grids anymore. You know, they called it grids for a while and nobody even knew it existed. You know, GRID stood for gay-related immune deficiency syndrome or immune disorder, whatever.
And, well, hey, it's not only faggots can get this disease there,
one of the first groups, unfortunately, it was terrible, but one of the first groups to get it was hemophiliac children, because they have to have blood transfusions so often, right?
Yeah, then they can hide behind that white face with Ryan White.
Yeah. And their parents would send them to school, and people at the school would find out there's a kid with HIV or AIDS at the school, and they'd be like, oh no, and they'd go to pulling their kids out of the school. And, you know, immediately the media was all over, oh my God, you can't catch it like that. It's not that easy. And people were like, well, wait, you know, I mean, I feel sorry for a little hemophiliac kid, but don't you recall that hemophilia means the bleeding disease? And, you know, we don't want him like in a class and in PE and stuff with our kids. And so America's solution to the problem was to just beat everybody down with PC and make them put up with having AIDS people around them.
Well, then there was like that movie Philadelphia.
Yeah.
With Tom Hanks and shit, where they turned AIDS people into like its own discriminated class.
Yeah, it's protected class. Yeah. Yeah, it's a hate crime to be mean to an AIDS person.
Because of all the shit you're talking about.
Right. But the thing is, in a place where they had a little bit of autocratic control, which is Cuba, you know, they had a big outbreak of it with all their faggots and shit when it started here. And Castro rounded them all up and put them all, I mean, he didn't throw them in prison. He put them in a section of town where it was houses and everything. And they put giant fucking fences and guards around that shit. And I mean, you know, they had people bringing in food and whatever medical care and everything. But the plague for them basically just ended. You know, somebody caught AIDS, they'd chuck them in there, and pretty soon people quit catching AIDS.
oh my God, it's almost like these simple solutions work, but oh God, the human rights of these people, you're going to exclude them. It's just very exclusionary, and we need inclusion. Oh, Jesus.
HIV is not dangerous. You're not going to catch it. You're just racist against the gays and the niggas.
Yeah,
everybody knows, we've been telling you since 1965 that it is a civil right for them to have access to normal, straight, white people.
Yeah, unfortunately, in this country, HIV does not mean GTFO. But...
Well, nothing does, apparently. Remember a year or two ago when they had the big Ebola outbreak over in Liberia, and these niggers were flying in... Yeah, and these niggers were flying into America. They had one, you know, slipped on. And it's like, oh, no, you know, we're not going to quarantine them or anything.
It's
not that big a deal. Don't worry about it.
Do you remember that nurse in Maine who was like, I'm not fucking doing this the self-quarantine shit, like basically medical house arrest.
Yeah, went walking dogs and shit.
Yeah, it's like, bitch, what the fuck? I mean, the Ebola outbreak, nothing became of it and whatnot.
This time.
Here. I mean, we need that shit going on. Strong down in Africa, you ain't going to get a nigga to argue with that, you know what I'm saying? But speaking of why this country is a huge burning pile of fucking dog shit, we've got Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know, a Jew with tricks up his sleeve. Holy fuck, who'd have thunk it, right?
Right.
So we have him pretending to be a Mossad ex-Mossad agent talking to this douchebag, Jason Spencer. I thought it was pretty funny that Jason Spencer was the guy who said something about some nigger potentially going missing if she fucked with the Confederate monuments.
Yeah.
And now
is this the same guy?
Yeah, and now he's okay. Being tricked by some kike in a... Oh my God, dude. So his resignation is going to take effect on the 31st. So he dropped his pants and repeatedly used nigger. Nigger. But we're going to listen to it right here.
Okay.
To a radiator, naked with a bag over your head. All of a sudden, terrorists break in and kidnap you, completely ruining your birthday party. Yalla, what are we waiting for? Let's go.
My name is Eran Morad. I was in the Mossad I was not in the Mossad for 13 years. I here to teach you Krav Maga. Who are you?
Now, let's, Asmador, you were saying before I watched this, because I didn't watch it until before the show, this Sacha Baron Cohen is the guy who was just talking, and he is obviously in a fucking mask.
Yeah, prosthetic makeup, like the original Planet of the Apes or
something.
Or
he's wearing
foundation.
Like,
well, makeup. No, they've got all kinds of fucking,
shit on him.
Mask shit added to his face. They've got a big jaw taped on him and all kinds of stuff.
They want him to look like he genetically comes from Israel.
Well, he does.
Yeah. But
they want him to look like somebody, a Jew who is not Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah,
is what they want.
What do they call it? What did Tarantino call it? The bear Jew?
Yeah.
Yeah, that fucking kike faggot, dude. Not Tarantino,
but how,
but the
how
bear
any
Jew.
Of these people were tricked by this? If it hadn't have been a Jew, they would have looked at this guy and been suspicious enough that they'd have been like, there's something funny going on here. This dude looks like he has a mask on, right? But because it's a Jew, and not just a Jew, an Israeli Jew.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
they can't even allow themselves to be suspicious, much less say anything.
So here we go.
My name is Jason Spencer. I'm a state representative in the Georgia General Assembly. That's the House of Representatives.
Jason Spencer, a Republican, threatened his former Democratic colleague after she criticized his support of Confederate monuments on Facebook.
Representative Jason Spencer says his bill is definitely in response to mass terrorists. House Bill 3 would make it illegal for people to conceal their faces in public.
I don't call it a burqa ban. I call it an anti-masking statute.
Okay,
because,
politically correct.
Because, to win in the legal system, you cannot...
Politically correct. It's like, dude, fucking, what do you got going on with your throat there, you nasty motherfucker? God, I hate that, dude. I fucking hate that so much.
Snotty tonsilled yid.
Oh, my God, dude. I just can't deal with it.
cannot be against the First Amendment.
Oh, no.
See, this is how the Muslims in the country are using our First Amendment against them. You have to fight.
What about the Jews? What are the Jews doing with the First Amendment to us?
Yeah.
Do the Jews care about the First Amendment?
Hey, no Muslim ever knocked my website off the internet.
Yeah, fuck these kike bastards.
Fight fire with fire.
Yasson, do you know how to spot the difference between somebody who is a terrorist in a burqa and a normal woman in a burqa?
I cannot tell.
We have developed a technique.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so you can't really do...
He does an upskirt with a mirror.
Yeah, he gets
or with
this...
With a phone, yeah.
He gets this guy to do an upskirt, so this is boring. But the how to stop a kidnapping is the one that's just like, well, dude, how fucking stupid you gotta be?
Because of who you are, you could be the victim of kidnapping by ISIS. You have 2 seconds to attract attention. How do you attract attention?
Ready to start screaming? Take your clothes off?
In America, there is one forbidden word. It is the N-word. Now, I am going to be the terrorist. You have 3 seconds to attract attention. Go!
Nigger! 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 Nigger!
You crazy?
What a
go.
Fucking
nigger!
Rage.
Nigger! 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 What? Nigger!
That's going to have to be a regular drop.
Oh my God, dude, that's fucking great. I love it. Like, let it fly, buddy.
Nigger!
You can tell he's just been like waiting to say that for so long. Like, but then this is what pisses me off. Like,
yeah,
then,
but this Jew gave him permission, so he can finally say it.
Yeah, now then what the kike does after.
Nigger!
Are you crazy? The N word is noonie, not this world. This world is disgusting.
Noonie.
Got it.
This word is disgusting.
The N word is shvugi.
Yeah, the shvoogie button.
shvoogie.
Ah, God, dude, that fucking shitty throat sound these cocksuckers make, though. I just want to... Jesus Christ, it's disgusting. But good Lord, man, how fucking stupid do you got to be?
And they do so much stupid shit. Like, the only thing out of the clips that I've watched is I am not going to fucking go on Showtime and watch that shit because... And I encourage all the listeners to not go on Showtime and watch that shit because it is totally tanking. Nobody wants to see it. And, but the only funny thing that I saw out of all the clips where I was like, oh, well, there's somebody being cool. And they made such a huge deal out of it. Like, oh my God. It was when Cohen as this Mossad character tells Dick Cheney, would you sign my waterboarding kit? And, you know, he hands him like, it's like a blanket and a rope and a empty milk jug and shit. And Cheney's like, sure. He's like, people ask me to sign a lot of things. This is the first waterboarding kit. And he signs it and they joke about waterboarding a little bit. And I'm like, yeah, who gives a fuck? Fuck them.
Yeah. Who gives a shit?
I mean, yeah. Waterboard the motherfucker. I don't care. but like they get these guys who are like, I don't know if they're specifically from the NRA. Some of them probably are, but you know, they're people, they're like Republicans and lobbyists and shit who are big Second Amendment advocates. And he's like, what you need to do is you need to enact this program that we've got in Israel. Well, we have, and he had a name for it, and I can't remember what the name for it was.
Oh, yeah, where they get Republicans to fucking give guns.
To say they want to arm 3-year-olds and shit.
Yeah, and I'm seeing here that this is a great point I think you're just about to make. So this is a form of social terrorism. Yeah. It's mocking the idiocy of conservatives who have been trained like dogs to serve the Jews as the chosen people, per Andrew Anglin. So, this is very sinister shit, but coming from a Jew, would you expect any less?
Well, no.
No, this is commonplace. And, you know, the thing that pisses me off, I couldn't have lived in a time that wasn't so distant ago where people knew that this is what these motherfuckers were about and they treated them that way.
Yeah. I mean, look, if it was a non-Jew, a non-Israeli, if you just like, okay, let's say it was Ted Nugent who went up to these people and said, hey, you know, what we got to do is we got to get some Motor City Madness going here and train the three-year-olds how to shoot an AR-15. So, you know, in case somebody breaks into the house, the only one around is, you know, the three-year-old. They can protect the house. And these guys would have been, now, Ted, you're joking, right? But it's a fucking Jew. And so they're like, oh, yeah, well, this is wise. You know, Jews well, no. know.
And I mean, it's it exposes these people for what fucking Israel shills they are. Yeah. Zombies? Zombies almost? These people are zombies for Israel?
Yeah. Well, and apparently, if I want to interview some of these conservatives and give them a piece of my mind, all I've got to do is have somebody call them and say that I'm an Israeli. And they're going to, no matter what, I mean, even the former vice president of the United States, they're going to come right to wherever the fuck I am and do an interview.
You missed the segue I was trying to do.
Oh, sorry.
I was like, the zombies?
Oh, I didn't. Unfortunately, you can't hear the niggers.
Yeah, no, you can't hear the niggers, but what you guys are hearing right now is a white guy dressed up. A Russian dude dressed up and acting like a zombie and chasing niggers.
Yeah, he goes into the hood, and you're going to have to put the link to that video in the show notes. But he goes into the hood, and, you know, he's not even that much dressed like a zombie. He's just, his clothes are all askew, and he's barefoot.
He's got fake blood on him.
Has some fake blood on him, and he goes around going, and chasing niggers. And these niggers run in packs like it's Japs running from Godzilla.
Yeah, dude. Until the end.
Yeah, when they got him about 100-1.
Yeah, the one buck nigger's like, yeah, man, shit. And then you see like a wave of them come up behind him. Yeah,
fuck this zombie-ass motherfucker.
And then they caught him.
Yeah.
I wonder what they did.
I don't know. The video stops there, so I imagine it wasn't pretty.
Yeah, fucking something else that's not pretty is that blonde.
I'm going to rape this zombie. The Mugu man told me the only way I don't catch the zombie virus is to rape him.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Speaking of fucking things that are ugly, dude, and potentially future rape victims, we could talk about Ellen Ersen, or whatever the fuck, however you say this thing in Sweden.
Who that is?
Yeah, it's that Swedish whore.
Student on the airplane
who stopped the deportation of a sand nigger to Afghanistan because she wouldn't sit down on the plane. She's doing a stand-in
because she wanted brown dick.
Yeah, this is all because she's a
there's going crazy. To be one less brown penis in Sweden.
Yeah, how many dicks does it take for me?
I'm not the person that the family is. There's a family outside at the airport that thought that their brother and son was going to get deportated today.
He should have been deported.
So should the family.
That is going to get deportated to Afghanistan, where he will most likely get killed.
Yes, but we can look at some facts here, you blonde retard. That the murder rate is 6.35 per 100,000. So he has, 0.00635% chance of being killed.
Well, and if they are all just, you know, boiling like angry alligators waiting for him to fall in their mud pit to kill him, I wonder why.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he's not the type of dune monkey she wants.
Maybe he shouldn't be here. Why do the warlords in Afghanistan want him dead?
Yeah.
And it's like,
why don't we just bring General Butt-Naked and all his troops from Liberia over here? I mean, they'll enrich us.
Why don't we just, here's an idea. If all of these people need asylum from these governments, why don't... That sounds like these people are like... Could be a resistance. Deport them back to their country and have them fight their own fucking battles.
Yeah, give them slingshots and shit.
Yeah, a bunch of fucking brown pussies.
Slingshots and pocket knives.
Yeah, dude, good lord. So yeah, the David against Goliath, right?
Yeah.
These...
This slingshot made me think of this. This is a true story. One time out in the country on the way to Palestine, the fuel pump on my car went out, and I had like a second cousin who owned a record service, and he came out and hooked up, and we're driving into town. He had the police radio in his wrecker, and a call comes and says, "Need to get over to Sycamore Street. There's a old lady's called in and said there's kids out here shooting out windows with a nigger shooter." And the guy said, "A what?" You know, somebody in the police car comes back and says, "A what?" And he says, "I don't know what it is. He said it's a nigger shooter." The old lady did. And this old like lieutenant or whatever he is jumps on the radio as fast as he can and says, "That's a slingshot." That's what we used to call them, was nigger shooters.
Oh my goodness, dude.
They're out there with a nigger shooter.
But oh man, we got a couple more goddamn things to talk about here. I apparently lost that one link that I wanted to play that was just fucking hilarious.
What was it? I'll find it for you.
I found it, dude. Here it is. It's great stuff, man. It's
okay.
Great stuff.
Are you saying the Holocaust is a joke?
It's a joke.
That's right.
Don't you
dare. The Holocaust is a damn joke.
That's right.
The Holocaust is a joke.
Hitler.
Yeah, cry, white boy. Hail Hitler.
You don't understand.
That's right.
We've been through it. You ain't been through a damn thing.
That's wrong, man. That's probably...
You ain't been through a damn thing.
That's probably been played somewhere before, but... We were listening to it, and it's fucking hilarious. So,
Yeah,
it's always good stuff.
That's where the whole "that's right" meme comes from.
But yeah, we had one more thing to talk about. This Mr. McLaughlin got Mr. McLaughlin on, right?
Yeah, he got goodified.
Yeah, dude, tell me about this upstanding nigga.
Well, apparently, this, you know, provider and father who was wanting to buy wanted to buy a candy bar for one of his children.
An entrepreneur and he was going to be a surgeon soon.
Yeah, and aspiring rapper. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's a 28-year-old groid named Marquise McLaughlin. He's riding shotgun in his baby mama car, and they got one or two of the babies in the back seat, and they pull up into this convenience store in Clearwater, Florida.
Wonder if he was tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos. Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Now he's fucking, you know, pushing up daisies from 6 feet under.
Yeah, tipping on fofos 1 minute, pushing up daisies the next.
Yeah, dude.
But so his baby mama pulls into the handicap spot, and this 48-year-old guy comes pulling into the store, and he sees this negress all fat and sassy parked in the handicap spot.
And he says, so he walks, excuse me, nigger. Could you perhaps park your jalopy elsewhere?
Yes. Gentle lady of color, did you know that what you're doing is illegal? But yeah, he walks up to her and he confronts her about being in the parking space. Now, there's no evidence of anything that happened as far as what was said, because the video of the incident doesn't have sound. It's like black and white outdoor security camera video.
Well, I think they took the sound out.
I don't think there's any sound. This is these old cameras.
I was trying to be Johnny Monoxide for a minute.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, so the story is that he was like screaming at her and being abusive, and she was, you know, he was scurrying her and shit. But that's untrue, because at the moment that the bad events begin to unfold, she is clearly jumping her ass out the car with her head bobbing and shit, about to tell this white motherfucker, you know, what, get the fuck up off of her. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Dude, she's about to, the $1 million baby gets out of the car ready to fuck this nigga up.
But the dude's standing beside the car, and he's looking down. I mean, it's not like he's leaning into the car or anything. He's a foot or two away where he can talk, and he's bent over talking to her in the car. And Marquise, who is 20 years younger and about at least 50 pounds heavier, comes at a full gorilla run and shoves him so hard that he just kablam on the ground. And the white guy pulls his legally carried firearm out, takes good aim, and goodifies him.
Shoots that motherfucker in the chest.
Right in the chest.
Center mass, baby. So, yep. What are you going to do? I guess this, you know, here's the thing.
He stood his ground.
It would be smart if niggers would look at this and be like, maybe we shouldn't fuck around and push people down in the store when they're just telling our nigger women, who we don't even like,
yeah,
that to just not be boons. There were other spots in that parking lot that nigger could have parked in.
Yeah. And the thing is, both the media and the niggers are trying to create a society in which niggers have the right to take any type of speech that they don't appreciate and use that as a defense for violence.
Yeah, man. Well, that's what the Jews have been telling them that they could get away with. That
cracker be talking shit. I'm fuck him up.
He said nigger.
Kill that motherfucker.
That's an incident of slavery, as Mike Enoch has talked about on The Daily Show.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, they almost have established case law now that if you call a nigger and he chimps out and kills you, that's like a defense.
Yeah, that'd be straight dog in their
the N-word
right?
defense.
Yeah. He called me a nigger, so I shot him in the chest. Motherfucking shit, man. Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm the best. Ooga booga at the basketball court, eating peanut butter jelly ham sandwiches with my niggers. But, sorry, man. But, but no, yeah, I thought it was, I saw that, and I watched the video, and I was like, man, that's pretty, it was pretty fucking how just precise that dude was. He gets knocked down, checks out the situation, looks and says, this is a fucking big nigger. If I don't do this, I could get Reginald Denny'd here.
Yeah.
You're not ripped out of the car, but I could have got crushed.
I mean, when you're watching it, it seems like it takes longer than it does. And the video is somewhat in slow motion, but, you know, the video has been analyzed, and the entire incident, starting from when the nigger comes out the door of the store and takes off running until he is shot, takes 4 seconds. And that's how, you know, that should let everybody know how fast you can fucking die. And I'm not talking about this nigger. I'm talking about when niggers chimp out on you. I mean, they feel like they can do it without warning and all that. And what a cowardly fucking nigger. I mean, even if he wanted to get violent on this guy, you know, at the very least, you know, you would think that a man would go, hey, don't be talking to my old lady like that. I'll beat your ass, motherfucker, you know, or something
not
like that.
From
but no,
him.
He wants to run up behind him and attack him.
Not knowing that this dude is fucking armed.
Yeah. And they're in fucking Florida.
He wasn't lacking, dude.
No,
this nigger was caught lacking. He lost the lacking challenge, dude. Fuck these niggers, dude. I'm not saying that people should go out and do that stuff, but this guy didn't do anything wrong. He could have been killed. He could have been fucking killed by that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But
and I'm just wondering how long before the chimp outs start to occur. And the thing is, you know, the police are saying that you know, this falls under the stand your ground law. Of course, the police chief had to cuck. He said, I don't necessarily agree with it, but it's the law. But so the police are not going to charge him, but they have forwarded the case to the prosecutor's office for consideration. And what this means is that if the kike media can stir the niggers up enough to raise enough hell about this, they might try to pull a zimzam on him, you know?
Yeah. What was that meme after? Can't flim flam the zimzam.
Can't flim flam the zimzam. But yeah, I mean, they might try to, you know, charge him with some kind of shit to pacify the Negroes. Because, you know, that's the threat now. If you upset the Negroes, they're going to chimp out and riot. They're going to shut down the traffic on your freeways and your downtown streets. And eventually they're going to burn the fucking motherfucker down. They're going to burn down some bitches.
Man, I wish I had this fucking George Wallace drop queued up where he's talking about protesters standing out in front of cars and shit. He's talking about how someone laid down in front of the president's automobile. He's like, and endangered his own personal safety. But how he was like, I tell you now, though, that if somebody laid down in front of my vehicle, it'd be the last one that they ever laid down in front of.
Well, and that's how it should be. I mean, if
exactly how it should be.
I was actually watching, not of niggers doing it, but of Antifa doing it. It was one of these things where I was watching some kind of video, and then one of the suggested videos in the sidebar was people running over Antifa when they shut down the streets and shit. And they fucking deserve it. They should expect it.
No, absolutely.
It should be the order of the day. And it's like there's some busy intersection somewhere, and all of a sudden, you know, a dozen or a couple of dozen Antifa faggots come, and they have already stolen these signs from some paid parking lot where it says parking $9. And they walk out into the street and they put these signs up, and this traffic is stopped behind them immediately. And this one dude comes inching up slowly, and he's like, they're all, you better think about what you're doing, motherfucker. And they want to start beating on his car and everything. So he's like, fuck it. And he floors it and bangs into some Antifa bitch. It starts screaming and everything and drives on. He assaulted us. He assaulted us. No, bullshit. You assaulted everybody when you shut that fucking intersection down. Exactly. You deprived these people of the right to travel, to move about freely, uninterrupted. Not only that, you have deprived them of the right to use these fucking streets they're paying through the nose for.
Exactly. Yep. But these niggers wouldn't understand that because, as basic bitch conservatives would say, they're never at work.
Yeah.
That's yeah, right.
Look, they're on the Democrat plantation.
Yeah, well, they're on the Democrat, the Hillary's payroll. Yeah. I guess... I heard Sven was, Sven calls her Hitlery, right?
Hitlery, yeah. Well, they were calling her that. The cuckservatives were calling her that during the campaign.
No, he didn't really call her that. Someone sent a thing in saying that he did, though, and he was all fucking. He was like, "I didn't say that."
Hitlery. It used to really piss me off. I mean, not him saying it. I'm not saying he ever said it, but I used to see that, and you know that. These fucking normie conservatard memes.
Hitler took the guns away too. It's like, yeah, actually he
MLK,
didn't.
MLK was a conservative and
gun toting the Republican.
The Democrats were the party of the Klan, and when they came after the gun rights, they went after the black people first. You know, and all this shit. Well, why should they even have fucking guns?
Because they're equal citizens, and that's when our founders wrote the Constitution, you know.
Yeah.
When they were hit away when they were supposed to be fixing the Articles of Confederation, and they just were like, yeah, fuck it. What they meant was niggers were humans, and they were just like us. That when every man, that wasn't even in the fucking the Constitution, that was like the Declaration of Independence, nigga.
The Constitution said they were only a fraction human.
Well, that's not even what... Well, the three-fifths compromise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
And, of course, the 1790 Immigration Act. Only white men of good character.
Well, dude, and, you know, I look...
So we got to take these women's guns, too.
Well, I look at just how fucking, you know, like how shitty, like, these, dude, the niggers and stuff today. And I just, like I said before, man, thank God that we won World War II, man.
Yeah, but what about Candace Owens? I mean, yeah, she proves that you're wrong.
Red pill,
she's,
black.
She's a good conservative. Yeah.
She's so fucking red pill, dude. So fucking based.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
She's so red pilled. She has a rainbow asshole like an orangutan.
Yeah, dude. Oh my god. My nigga, she's so red pilled. My other nigga that was with us said the bitch tastes like Skittles. You know what I'm saying? Fucking nasty shit, dude. Good lord. Fucking ugh. But yeah, dude, I don't know. I was gonna say we're gonna wrap it up there. The people are gonna hate it this week. We did a show on Tuesday, but we're not releasing it because you'd hate me even more if I did that. Yeah. So
we're gonna instead of just making you go a whole week without a dose of hate. We decided to just jump on these here Skypes real quick and, you know, spitball a little.
Yeah, do an hour for you guys. There's going to be a week coming up, though. I'm not sure which week, but in the coming weeks where there's not going to be a hate house.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, because...
Oh, is there?
Well, in, I don't know, 3-4 weeks.
What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, I mean... Fuck. But yeah, nigga. But these motherfuckers, they already know they should be reading the Daily Stormer and listening to podcasts at therightstuff.biz. You can also do that at the Daily Stormer in the radio section. And do you want to tell them about the SBC stuff?
Yeah. Stormer Book Club. We have an article up. It went up, I think, day before yesterday, Sunday, something like that. So I guess it was a few days ago. But anyway.
Dude, I just remembered this George Bush quote where he's like, I feel like I was just here yesterday. Oh, wait a minute. I was.
Yeah. But it was of the PDX Stormers, which is the Portland chapter. Larry, they did a march in Vancouver, Washington, which is like a suburb of Portland, on the same day that Joey Gibson's Patriot Prayer and the Proud Boys were getting assaulted by Antifa. They went and cucked Antifa and did a march in broad daylight in full Stormer Book Club uniform with big It's Okay to Be White sign, and went around introducing themselves to the locals and talking to them about, you know, being white and proud and all that good shit. And it was a big success. And we have another article that's going to drop in a day or two about another big nationwide flyering campaign that we did recently. You're interested in Stormer Book Club and you're a white man of good character who's at least 18 years old, and you want more information on joining or starting your own chapter of Stormer Book Club, the only way to do it is to email stormerbookclubs@airmail.cc.
Hell yes. Should be doing that and get in contact with your local pool parties, too. There's tons of white supremacist, you know, just niggas out there doing bad shit, nigga. I'm just kidding. They're not doing bad shit. They're doing God's work. But no, that was that flyering campaign you speak of, is that picture of that flyer you sent me the other day?
No, that's another one that's ongoing as we just finished this one. Oh. We are always up to something.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, so since you let that slip like that, we'll
they don't know what the picture is.
There's a lot of good stuff to look forward to. There are multiple things coming up. Yeah. Trying not to.
As the Big Lebowski says, yeah, a lot of ins, a lot of outs here, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of moving parts. There's a beverage here, man. There's a beverage here. But, read the Daily Stormer, listen to TRS. Join a pool party, get in contact with Stormer Book Clubs. This is Hate House on therightstuff.biz, and I'm Larry Ridgway. I'll talk to you later.
Fuck a bee, I smash in a nigger's face. Why'd I do it? Because nigger was his race. Spook, beat him up, but I leave no fucking trace. Having brown skin is nothing but disgrace. To tie up a nigger and die, make his ass pray. Nick, chop off his head and put it all on display. Tell you all, I'll do it to anyone who's gay. Faggot, pull out guns, don't fuck with Triple K. Cold rhymes, bitch, cooler than a glacier. Find a nog and introduce him to his maker.
Go to hell, bitch.
I'll pull up and bomb all of his neighbors. Kidnap his girl and cut her up with a razor. A cuck told me that he was a Muslim convert. I shot his ass up like a Las Vegas concert. That little shitskin crossed into the wrong turf. If I called him a fag, he'd say, it's an honor. Cold burners get the motherfucking block. Put a stop to anyone on nigger cocks. Disgusting, degenerate, straight up obscene. I need to get rid of you to make the world clean.
Gross.
Fuck a bee, I smash in a nigger's face. Why'd I do it? Because nigger was his race. Spook beat him up, which I leave no fucking trace. Having brown skin is nothing but disgrace. Tie up a nigger and I make his ass pray. Chop off his head and put it all on display. Tell you all, I'll do it to anyone who's gay. Faggot, pull out guns, don't fuck with Triple K.